Proclamation number 7715 of 30th of September, 1960. Redemption work of the individual. Each one of you has his task. Each one of you will be given my assignment, providing he is willing to serve me as his Father of eternity. Provided that he himself does everything to prepare himself for the work for me, for his assignment, because I myself want to work through him, and this requires spiritual work on yourselves which you must voluntarily accomplish in order to then also be called by me. And then I will guide each one of you and place him in the place where I need him. And then he shall only ever endeavor to carry out his master's will as a faithful servant, and he will accept my instructions and follow them. But then he will take part in the Redeemer's work, for he scatters the seed, he prepares the fields, the hearts, to receive the seed. He distributes to them the Word of God. As a faithful laborer, he always endeavors to introduce people to my teaching and to bring them to living faith in me. And the seed will sprout, it will take root and spread, it will bring forth tender little plants which will grow and flourish with loving care, which will also bear fruit one day according to my will. And there are still vast stretches of land to be cultivated. Many human hearts still need to be addressed and made receptive for my word, for where my word does not resound there is great spiritual hardship, on earth as well as in the kingdom of the beyond. However, much redemptive work still has to be done, for many souls have not yet heard my word, it has not yet penetrated them, and thus it has not yet been able to take root either. And therefore I instruct my servants to mention my word everywhere, for they will always be surrounded by souls which take part in every instruction, in every spiritual exchange, in every debate conducted by you humans who are impelled by my spirit. And you should pay special attention to these souls when you find little favor with your fellow human beings, when they close themselves off to my word if you bring it to them. The souls in the beyond hunger for food and drink, and they seek these from you because where my word resounds, they feel good and are satisfied. Therefore never think that you speak my word ineffectually, but use every opportunity to also exchange with your fellow human beings in order to offer them my word, just as you have received it from me yourselves. And remember those souls who willingly listen to you and are happy when they can fetch food and drink from you. For this is redemptive work which extends into the kingdom of the beyond, and which every one of you can accomplish if only he wants to serve me from within. For you, who strive spiritually yourselves, all of you also have a host of souls around you, some of whom you are already united with on earth, and your thoughts eagerly pursue them, and they, as it were, accept the spiritual knowledge which you yourselves absorb when reading or thinking about spiritual things. Anyone who seriously works on himself can do such redeemer work, and then he will also be able to count himself among my servants who are active in my vineyard, even if he has no obvious mission to fulfill. But his redeemer's work will then extend more into the spiritual kingdom, where help must likewise be brought to the souls so that they will still reach the stage before the end, so that they can ascend in the spiritual kingdom. My love also applies to all of them, and therefore I bless all who are thus active for me and my kingdom, who consciously want to serve me and fulfill the mission they inwardly feel in their heart. Amen.